we're holding in the middle where he's dealing with the question of Kofalim HaKigigis and the reason why you need a Kofalim HaKigigis. The first one was that the Indian that he spoke last, that he spoke about last time was that Torah had to be accepted as a Chreyach. And that's why the Etzim Nisina Torah had to be the Kfir. That was what we saw last time. He says a second reason. V'oid, it's about Amem Vav on the right hand column, about 2/3 down. V'oid. V'shvil kacha yekoyfalim haki gigis, kidei shiyu anusim. So ma'anis es makolos ha-Torah. They should be makabal Torah as an anusim. V'kivim shay yisol anusim, o b'ma'anis ksib la'yuchol shachol kol yomah. The halacha is that if you're ma'anis of Sula, then you have to marry her and you can't let her go, you can't divorce her, as opposed to mafuta. V'chein lo yifared Yisrael min Hashem Yisbarach lo'ilam. The same way, Klal Yisrael doesn't become nifach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kach omur b'medrash al apasuk, it says, v'leitia le'isha le'yuchal shalcha kol yomav. K'shibah HaKadosh Baruch Hu losis teru li'Yisrael kofalem har kegigis she'ikablo teirasoi. So he brings over here, it's not clear where the medrash is. Mal brings it to the side of his, that by becoming an anusa, you had the chalois of Leyuchal Shachar Koyama. If you're an anusa, Ksiv, Leyuchal Shachar Koyama, Vila Mefata, Embos Leyuchal Shachar. So the Pashta, I mean, a superficial tam is. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps all the mitzvahs. It says it, if I must buy tefillin, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu has tefillin, like we have. The Gemara asks, how could Kodesh Baruch Hu bring Mutter and Geshem? He's bringing from one Rishus to another Rishus. There was no man for that reason. And there are all sorts of chazal that say that there's a pchina of mitzvahs lemaila also, that all the mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us are the way we would relate to it. So Bal Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a shevish and anhaga lemaila. So you say here also, since there's a halacha of Leuchos HaKoyomov, it's Leuchos HaKoyomov, but without any real reason for it. The Maral gives a little bit of a tam. V'achibu batam hu, kivon shehoya me'aneis oisa, im kein huoya machriach oisa l'achibu azeh. To be me'aneis something means that you're being machriach l'achibu. V'achibu shehachreichi ein lo zeh silu klau, kivon shehachibu achreichi. And a type of attachment that's Bal Karcha cannot be separated. Now, the Maral is not masbir much more than that. The Maral says, just says those words and that's it. Let's try to give a little bit of a hezba, and I'll tell you what the problem is with the hezba. Lechurit means as follows. There's a lashon in, the Rambam always says, in Maravuchim Alap, when he speaks about this world, also in Mishnah Torah a little bit, that this world is the makom of harkava and hefshit, things that build up complexities and disintegration. Anything in the world of Chaymer, the Rambam says, consists of harkava and hefshit. Things build up from simple elements, you get complex entities, and they must fall apart. So the word harkava means things that are not one, but they've been bolted together for some reason. So, for instance, if a person takes two things and glues them together, it's going to not be as strong as something which is balkarcha together, which is one piece, like a piece of wood. Versus wood that's been glued together or bolted together, a single piece of wood is much stronger, obviously. And the reason is because a chibur means the two things are not be'etzim together. They're not be'etzim one inyan. There's a chibur. Just like there's a chibur, there's a pirut. Things that are together be'etzim are like one piece of wood, doesn't fall apart easily. There's a type of chibur. For instance, let's take an example of an atom. You have atoms that are very, very volatile because they're missing X amount of electrons or whatever. And then when they form a compound, they tend to be extremely strong compounds. because since its volatility before it formed a compound was because it intrinsically needs to fill its outer shell, and unless you fill it with something else, it's volatile because it desperately needs to fill that outer shell. So when you get when it fills it up, it's very strong. On the other hand, when you have a setup where it's not volatile to start with, so the chibur is not so great to start with because mechatesa, something l'mashal is something that a magnet. When you have a plus and a minus, they're always trying to get together. If you pull it apart, then it's very very difficult to pull it apart, and they keep clicking together again. And the reason is because since the chibur is bal karchoch, the less room it leaves, the stronger the pull is together, it forces you to push them together, the harder it is to separate it. The reason is because the bal karchoch is bred of the fact that be'etzim they belong together. Any time when you have things that bal karchoch, the thing itself is shayach to it, so that means that it must be together. Harkoven means it can be together. If it can be together, then it can also not be together, and sometimes it is together, sometimes it's not together. If it has to be together, then not being together means that it's lacking something, and that's why a mashal Chazal say darko shel ish lechapis isha, because since be'etzim she was a chelik of him, the woman was a part of him. So now, when he's being mechapis her, when he lost her, it's be'etzim she belongs to be part of him, and therefore that chibur is a chibur that stays around. So you have a metzias of a chiburim. The more forced the chibur is, the stronger and the more lasting it is, because the hallmark of that chibur is not that it's a possibility, but something was wrong before in the fact that it was not mechuba. The period was an unnatural period, and it rang together again because it's the etim one. So lemaisa, that is a good explanation for hechreyach, why generally speaking hechreyach stays together and does not have hasara. There's a knetch here in the mashal and the nimshal that's not 100% clear. This would be very good if the person doing it would be the mukhrach. In other words, let's say he would be the nana. Here, the person forced this woman. So the bal karchoch is not on the person, it's on the woman. So what does it mean, le'yuchle shalcha? The same thing over here also in by Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced this relationship, and now Klai Yisrael did an Avera, so why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu break off? It's not clear. No, the muscle we gave is a good muscle where the two things, be'etzim, have to come together, like two magnets, like a north pole and a south pole. They have to stick together, and it's very hard to separate. But here you're talking about one side force the other side. Not that clear what the muscle is. So you could say, I mean, the Pasuk Tzad Kral in the Maral is, it's a general metzias. So it's a metzias of echreach versus a metzias of not echreach. And in every oinus means that in this relationship, I did not leave room for ratzon. It's a midah k'neged midah. The Torah said that whatever the person did is what he has to pay back. So if you created a pitui relationship, then what you give back is a pitui relationship. If you created a relationship that could be maybe, so that's that. If the relationship you created is hechreach relationship, so you have to give back hechreach relationship. Echreach relationship is le'yuchos al kayomah. Since so it's ke'ilu, I would guess the mida keneged mida, which works well with einus refuta. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a little harder to see it. We're not talking about a punishment. I mean, even lemaila, we're not talking about an einus. We're talking about something that the etzim is there. A little hard to understand the nimsh of that, but pretty much it stands what he said. Vapirish asher pirashnu pirzei batzmoy. V'loy oma b'medrash b'shvil shahoyu anusim kofaleim. Rak mashu mischayev mizeh, shechriach oisam ala teira, shemischayev mizeh, She'ein Hashem Yisbarach Mafrid Me'ita Yisrael. So he said, Lamaisa, this medrash here is a result, it's a step further. Once the relationship is Bechreach, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot let go of it. Avu Ika Siba, She'ein Machriach Oysam, So he says the two reasons go together. The first one is, the Yisoid is, because Torah has to be understood as being in the realm of necessity and not in the realm of possibility. That's one. And then the second thing says, B'meila also, the relationship doesn't break off. Something where a person is, where a person needs something, Bechreach, then that relationship stays. On the other hand, relationships that are possible relationships don't have to stand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu drop it. Ubemeres Tanchuma bepashas nech makshe kushis leis lomos haHashem is lefasem akigis like for Amu Nasi Nishma upirisham kilei kiblu rak teir shebeksav v'loi teir shebalpeh ki teir shebalpeh yesh ba diktukei mitzvahs shem azim ikoshen. Tanchuma says that it was two different things. Teir shebeksav, they did not need Kfiya, on Torah Shabbat Peh they did, Ulafika Kofalim Haki Gigas, meaning Torah Shabbat Peh is the much harder one. There's a lot more things to be Makayim, a lot more Pratim, and that's why they needed on that the Kfiya. Lachain Kofalim Haki Gigas. The Gamla Pirzeh Kosher, the Seif Seif Lo Yeroitim Torah Shabbat Peh should be, it's a mistake probably the word. Vein Adas Leicha Bezeh Lamayit Tzchus Yisrael Beteira Hin Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Ksav. So Lamayit he wants on in Tanchuma the same Nekuda as this. And I want to explain this a little bit outside. Tanachum is b'machal in Torah Shabbiksav and Torah Shabbalpeh. That Torah Shabbiksav did not need Kafalei Makigigis. Torah Shabbalpeh you needed Kafalei Makigigis. So there's two natures to understand it. First of all, in Torah Shabbiksav, let's take a Mil Dalma. Very rarely does anyone get up and say, I'm a criminal, I'm proud of it. Very people say that. Or very people say, I think war is gewaldic, and I can't wait for the next war. Most people say, and to some degree they definitely believe it, it's important to be peaceful, to be just, to be kind, all of those things people say. When it comes to the pratim, do this, do that, that's when people start having very different ideas about what's just and what's moral and so on and so forth. Everybody is against, everybody's horrified by morality, but this person that I happen to like, the relationship with him, that's different. The Teretz is mitzad the shirish, there is a stronger nekud in a person that it's there. In other words, you don't need to bang in the mitzvahs of the basics. In as much as Torah Shabbiksav is the shayrish of Yom, the muscle. The Torah says that the Torah is mitzvah Shmira Shabbos. Very few people argue on Shmira Shabbos as such. They just had very, very different ideas about what to do on Shabbos. So mitzad the sheirish and yonim, there's already kayam a muchanis in Klal Yisrael. There's already a sheirish in Klal Yisrael which allows it to take root. It's there. That's part of the mitzias. In as much as we explain that achreach, the purpose of achreach is to make it part of the mitzias, it's not so needed in Torah Shabbiksav. In Torah Shabbalpeh, you do need it because people don't, you know, like this, like that. That's really where you have the problem. That's one havan in this tanchuma. There's another knetch over here. In this, he doesn't. The first thing that this pshat, he says in his hemshech that kaiser was more mukhav for tashuv and that's what he means. This knetch. There's another knetch I'd like to explain. Torah Shabbiksav is straight by Hashem. And everyone understands that a straight Vah Hashem is Mechayev. Koyama Hashem, Zeis HaTorah, Zeh HaDover. This is it, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So the element of being Mechayev is lacked into it. Torah Shabbal Peh, a person come along. Pesha Asa Pesha Yitte. Rabbi Yehuda said this, Rabbi Yehuda Al-Kharat, and he thinks it's not such a good idea to hold it. I mean, it's Sachakal, since Rabbi Torah Shabbal Peh is Das Adam, then how can we say that it has the same element of a chreach as Torah Shebekhtav has? It's good. We don't have a problem. We don't have a problem with the Nasav Nishma part of it. You know, it's kilu. We'd like to do it, and it's good, and it's fine because we decide it's good. But that Torah Shebekhtav, once we decide we're oimer al emes that this is halacha, that it should become hechreach is a chiddush. And if I get, and it's also true, most of the tainus of people are to Torah Shebekhtav, that how can you tell me that something which Abbas Adam said, and Be'etzim, Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Akiva said, that becomes the Etzim a Metzias Mukrachas. So, in both of those Anyonim, why in Torah Shebekhtav specifically, you need a couple of Hakei Gigas on that Kabbalah. Okay, so let's skim down. We said basically the this point until. The kasher tovin, okay, on mem zayin amar alef. The kasher tovin divrei chachamim mitosam teda lehavim kapir shemayinu ikav ubar. So the basic insight that he said over here is that the element of kfiya is needed because Torah Be'etzim must come across as kfiya. He added this question is only Torah Shebekhtav, Torah Shebe'alpeh. It also adds something that it's impossibly meisrit. But the insight is basically the insight he's saying. Now he explains later. But Omar. Ki afal pikein hada kiblu b'meach hashveres ki kashal yisifu b'mitzvus mikro megillah v'dover zeh kemoi hoysofa k'mashom pekam megillah v'mches nevim neshev nevis om nisof v'kulom le'pachsub le'yisifa l'atera afil le'oysach as chutzi mikro megillah my dorosh am chia b'abna m'shur ben korchu ma ime avdus v'cheres oy m'shur m'chayim l'movis al chav v'kamo v'atkan v'kashal yesh kan hoysofa im kein ha iker koidem oder fika kashe kiblu ma atzmam hay sofa zay shmikem gila vaza kiblu kolatere shivishaina u betay sefes nimtsa ikem kavkhaina me ata vim kein ma ata in kama dor klau. So let me explain this. There's a yesoid in a lot of areas in halacha. The muscle, it says that if somebody puts a wall around my chatzah, it in a way that his wall helps me as well. He puts a wall around between my rishus and his rishus. It helps that my cat can't go and eat his whatever he has over there, his milk. But meirachis it also helps that his animals don't come to me. So a guy comes to me and says, "Listen, I want you to participate. You pay half of it, you get it." I can tell them, I didn't want it. I didn't care for it, I don't want it. If let's say I add one thing to it, let's say the fence is not really great, and I'm a chazik it, you have to pay on everything. Because once you moist it, even a drop, the whole thing becomes, it's a glory, most of a freya, that everything is needed. There's no such thing as a tosefes if there is no ikar that's over there. There's a halacha l'mashal, treifa ein a moilid. There are two things about treifa, two simonim, so to speak. Treifa ein a moilid and treifa ein a chayud beis chaydish. Treifa is something that has no kiyum. So meila, that if it lives yud beis chaydish, let's say something has a damage in an eva. So we say that if it lives 12 months, by definition, it's not a life-threatening eva and it's fine. Treifa ein a moilid. So say that it's a kaimalan, it's a lachum mashmi sinai, it's a umderach ha'am nu. But the pshat in it is, there can't be a tosefes in the bria if there's no ikar. Kolzman, there's no ikar, there's no tosefes. Wherever there's tosefes in the bria, the thing itself, bar karcha, must be a bar kayama. Another muscle, which is a little bit a step further out, but it has the same teichen to it. A gadol and being able to be meilid is one and the same. Not only that, but even if you have no simonim, but if you have children, the halach is bani merikah simonim. And by having a child, you are gadol automatically. Or bani madifim is simonim. The reason is, in the bria, you don't have any tosefes. Nothing adds until you don't have the thing itself. The metzias of tosefes is always when there's a guf there. And therefore, kolzman, the thing itself, has no metzias. you can't be a Maisiv. So anyone who was a Maisiv and a Meilid, Baal Karchach, that his Metzius is a real Metzius. That is the Tosefes being made on the Iker. There's a fascinating Tzustel. Rochli Meinu is called Nakara. She was Nakara. Chazal say that Nakara is Miloshin Iker Shobayas. Which is strange. It's in the pasuk itself, it needs some shot. How could someone who had the least children? So the Teretz is because he wanted Rachel, and because of Rachel he married Leah, and so on and so forth. Fine. Rachel was the one actually who had the Tosefes and the Bayis. Yosef is somebody that's called Tosefes. His Metzias was Metzias of Tosefes. He himself was Moisef, another two Shvatim. The Nakuda of Tosefes comes from the very Shoresh and Iker. Something which is not an Iker doesn't have a Tosefes to it. So it's a step further. It's a deeper connection than what we said before. But I want to tell it too. When somebody is an honest, the Gemara says, it's very interesting. There's a Gemara by an Anusa as well. The Gemara says that an Anusa, once she's Nenas to start with, then she's an Anusa, and she's Potter. The Gemara says, even if she says afterwards that Afilu, he wouldn't be minus me, I would pay him for it, the halacha is, it doesn't help, because we say Yitzhar b'chassay. He created the Yitzhara that brought on this desire of hers. But you see, Mitzad the Etzim Din, had she wanted to be Maisif on whatever was an Oynis, the halacha is Megalnav Sakoil. You don't just say, I want a Tosefes. Just like if a guy builds a wall around my yard and I add a little latch to it, I don't say, well, I'm interested in investing exactly 10 cents. That's all I'm willing to invest in. It's a gila and everything else. Because if the thing itself would only be sterile, if it only be the other person, there would not be a Tosefes over here. The fact that there's a Tosefes means that the Iker itself is an Iker. It's a real Iker and it has a Metzius. So Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tayor Shebeksav Bechreach, we don't have the Nekuda of Ratzin yet in it. Once the Nekuda of Ratzin comes out, that's when I see that. Then I don't have to say this one to Megillat Esther. Megal Lava Sakoil. I once heard from a Machanech. As somebody who's a very big mechanic and has tremendous havanah in people, and I really thought it was very insightful, I asked him about a certain bach, was the Geah. It was somebody that I had a kasher with, and he was learning over there now. I asked him, how is he doing? So he said, terrible. I asked him, what does that mean? I knew I'd heard very good things. He said, you know, he's always there on time for davening, he's immaculate there for Seder, never interrupts Seder, and so on. He gave me a whole list of things, that, as they say in Yiddish, halvayah funz gezak. So I asked him, so what's the problem? He told me he never does anything extra. So he said, not that there are some guys who do extra things and miss out on a lot of the basics, but he said, all I see here is somebody whose his teva is to live up to the standards that society sets for him, parents set for him, whatever it is, he's doing what others are expecting of him. He said, if there's not one nekuda, somebody who's so marvelously perfect, somebody has such everything so good, and there's no nekuda where he's doing something beritzaynai, so all it tells me is that everything else he's doing willingly, in the sense that he would like people to think positive of him, he would like Rebbeim to think positive of him, he would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to think positively of him. But he said, there's no nekuda, and it's very interesting, that person, and he told me, this Mechana told me, when this person will change his surroundings, he will change completely. Not terrible, and sure enough, this person changed surroundings. Within a day, he fit perfectly the new surroundings. The raya of somebody catching on to himself is something separate. So where a person does something that's extra, that's his own, that's more than is required of him, that's Megala in everything. It's Megala that he has a time in everything. His personal tesefis is in this place. He said, that's what the moral means. There is no such thing as a suffer without having an ikka where it comes from. when Klal Yisrael brought Megillah, and that was the whole, that was the whole Masa Matan. Megillah had to come from Klal Yisrael. They had to come along, and it presented, we very much want Megillah, and connected Lechura what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had meant. And when they had that, it was Megala that it came from them. They said, and the Maral is another Knesset. They said, we know it from a Kal V'Chaymer. So the Maral says, ובת ספס נימצא איקה מקל וחיימת. The Maral is playing, it says over there, how did they know that they're supposed to air the Megillah? They said, ומה אם מאבס תחייס המשיר מחיים למוז אחס כמה וכמה. Every Kal V'Chaymer, there are different types of ways of learning something. A Kal V'Chaymer means that I see this in the original. A Binyan Av, I learn from someplace else. If Yashav, I learn from someplace else. Kal Pratik Kal, those are all drushes. Kal V'Chaymer means that from the Iker, I see where the Tesefes has to be part of the Iker. Well, the Fikah Chama, let's just finish briefly. La'ihudah ma'isa'ayru z'utera, Afgah shakoyah la'matayah mi'sinai. So in the Mikra Megillah, they heard that the fact that they were Moisif a Chelek Torah Midaitam, that's where they heard on the rest of the Torah that it was also Miratzen. Besides the Hechreach Shabbai, there was the Ratzen also. Okay, hold on. Yeah. People who go in suffers where there's no ikka, then those suffers are meaningless. All they are is meaningless. Well, again, so people can do it to show, people can do it. So, you know, you have to be mapped with somebody. Yeah, or that's not how you suffer. If I do something for show, I'm not being wasted. Let's say the reason why I learn later tonight is so people should say, wow, what if that's not? That's not how you suffer on the learning, it's a suffer on my gaiva. But or it's my gaiva itself. Yes. Right.
Sometimes I keep loving you, you know. There's a bunch of things, just like there's like an oil, you know. That's what I was saying. You know that beforehand?
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
yeah. Nah, man, I don't know.